Of all the gay places the world can afford, by gentle and simple, for pastime adored. Fine bowls, fine concerts, fine buildings and springs, fine walks and fine views, and a thousand fine things. Not to mention the sweet situation and air. What place, my dear mother, with Bath can compare? It's 200 years since he got in his stride and cantered away with a new Bath guide. His spondees and dactyls were quite a success. Several editions were called from the press. The guidebook consisted of letters in rhyme of the follies and fashions of Bath at the time. I notice a quiver come over my pen as I think of the follies and fashions since then. Proud city of Bath, with your crescents and squares, your hoary old abbey, your playbills and chairs, plentiful chapels where preachers would preach, and a different doctrine expounded in each. Your gallant assemblies where squires took their daughters, your medicinal springs where the wives took their waters, terraces trim and the comely young wenches, cobbled back streets with their privies and stenches. How varied and human did Bath then appear, as the roar of the Avon rolled up from the weir. In those days, no doubt, there was not so much taste. Now there's so much, it is all run to waste. Working out methods of cutting down cost, so that moldings, proportions, and texture are lost. In a uniform nothingness, this I first find is the terrible tech with its pointed behind. New houses are units, people are digits. Bath has been planned into quarters for midgets. Official designs are aggressively neuter. The Puritan work of an eyeless computer. Goodbye to old Bath, we who loved you are sorry.